Guys, I'm getting clear up. I'm doing good. How about you, man?
Doing pretty good. Excited to get caught up on everything we missed last week. So there's a little bit of backlog, but looking forward to hearing how things went down at NFT Nashville.
NFT Nashville was great. I wish you could have made it, because I remember we were talking about it, and you say you might be able to, but...
Yeah, sorry, I was just so busy. I had so much stuff going on right now, I couldn't get away. It's sometimes tough to make the sacrifices that are necessary. I'm regretting it, though. Like, I've got so much FOMO the whole time it was going on. I was thinking, man, I wish I was there.
I got you. I felt the same way for Casbos was last year, too, but... yeah, I'm glad I was able to put a lot of face into PFP, you know what I mean? Pobo was there, glad I finally put a face into it. A bunch of other cool people too. I don't know if you met Gus, like Kaku. It's funny though, because when Kaku was there, I don't know his real name. When I saw him, he told me his real name. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Do you know when Kaku is coming? And that was him. In front of me. That was so funny. I was like, oh my gosh, look at this Kaku. That's funny.
That's hilarious. Yeah. It's so, like, it's such a weird part of this this ecosystem is we all know each other like fairly well. Like some of us, there's some people in this industry that I feel like I'm like close friends with, and I have no idea what their first name is or what their face looks like at all. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy like how we do it in crypto. It's like the whole thing about being a non and like PFP, I think it's kind of cool. I don't know.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I feel like it's been a part of my life most of my existence, because growing up around technology, I mean, I was becoming a teenager when the internet was becoming a thing. So I was in like Yahoo chat groups and on ICP and using all those old school chat things, and it was just like it was such an amazing experience to get to talk to strangers all over the world and not have to like worry about knowing anything about them, really. You know, you're just like getting to know these randos from all over the place. And through my 20s and 30s, you know, it's like I'm letting everybody know how old I am now, but I like played a lot of online video games and was a part of a lot of communities on the internet. And so it's just kind of normal now to become friends with people that you've never met in real life.
Yeah, it is. But I'm loving every moment of it. I'm like, I'm big in crypto, so I'm not going anywhere. So it's always good to see each other, you know what I mean? Finally put a face. But like, let's get into IBC news. I know we missed last week, but a lot have been happening in the past few weeks. The whole Cosmos ecosystem is going up, it seems. Everybody's happy now. I hope we can get back to everybody's working with each other, you know what I mean? Interesting time.
Yeah, exactly. It's great to see all the activity. I'm loving it. I feel like I've had more collaboration opportunities in the last couple of weeks than like the whole summer combined.
We have like a lot of team combined working together, like even between us and like all the DAO, all the team, all the project. I'm like, yo, that's what I live for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, we better jump into it, because we're just going to keep catching up forever. The two of us will talk all day. talking about Juno, their interesting project, the noise, the random drop. I thought that was a pretty interesting project. So if you've been a staker on the Juno network, there is the possibility of getting an airdrop, which is an interesting way of putting it, because this project is all about generating true randomness on the blockchain, which, if you're not familiar with the tech of it, it's kind of a complicated subject. Generating randomness using code is really hard, because code is very pragmatic and very logical, and randomness is none of those things. So that's kind of what this whole project is about. So if you're eligible for the airdrop, you randomly may or may not get it. You know, I have like a dice roll thing or something. So I went and rolled the dice and I didn't win. But yeah, so go check that out and see if you randomly might win something. Another interesting kind of fun thing happening on the Juno network, which I'm loving all this like kind of fun stuff on the Juno network. JunoCraft is launching another competition. So I don't know if anybody's been involved in that, but I know Reese was involved in kind of bringing this Minecraft experience to Juno. I'm not sure how many other people were engaged in it or getting it set up, but they're having another competition, hosting a competition for JunoCraft. So it's Minecraft on the Juno blockchain. So definitely, you know, follow along after the space to get the links to that. And if you're interested in playing some Minecraft on Juno, going to be a little fun competition.
Definitely.
Yeah, you want to jump into some Stargaze news?
Yeah, yeah. Stargaze had like a pretty interesting week last week. Ranging from they just launched Infinity Pool. So basically, it's kind of like a AMM DEX for NFTs. I don't know if that's the best way to explain it, but it's really cool for NFT. And also now there's a prop on Stargaze for the noise airdrop. The same thing that Cleo was mentioning for Juno, that would be live for Stargaze soon. But since Stargaze is a permissions chain, the noise team have to deploy the contract on Stargaze, so they have a prop up right now to get it done. So if you have any stars, you can go and vote. And some like really neat stuff that Stargaze launched last week was the search bar on Stargaze. So with that, you should be able to look up any address, any NFT collection, any name. And through that, be able to send stars, like look up other people NFT in the wallet. So for me, I have Jacob.stars. You can look up Jacob.stars in Stargaze directly. That's pretty cool. And if you can send stars there and all that. So I saw that was pretty neat. You could see, and the team in Stargaze keep shipping, keep building, love to see it in this bear market. Yeah, and one more thing, we have Cosmos. They've been going on a lot in the past few weeks on Cosmos. We had like the new IBC, the Cosmos SDK, new version 5, like 5.0 that went live. I kind of like read the Medium and like the article about it. It's pretty great. They have a bunch of improvement into the SDK. I would recommend all of you, if you're into the tech side of SDK, to read it. That was pretty great improvement into the stack. And also one interesting that I think everybody would love about close to 45 million Neutron just went back to the community pool for Cosmos Orb. So that's really big. I feel like that's a big number. So now the Atom Orb actually have a stake in Neutron. So that's pretty neat. And one last thing, we have a prop live to enable the skip block SDK. So that's pretty cool. Those are like some neat improvement that the SDK might need. So I'm looking forward to see what's gonna happen from that. Anything you think I'm missing, Cleo?
No, it sounds pretty good. I mean, I'm sure there's some other Cosmos news, but I didn't have anything else on the list for Cosmos. Yeah, so we move on to Neutron. Looks like Neutron's got another prop open to make Time Wave Labs the destination of choice. So fun to see additional projects move into the Neutron hub. Definitely got to keep expanding out that functionality. Now that the Cosmos hub has got a bunch of Neutron in the bag, they're going to want to make sure Neutron grows and succeeds. So good synergy growing there. Looks like we got the first ever bridge between the Celestia and the Celestia rollup is also live. So making progress on expanding the Celestia rollups on Neutron. So more functionality being added to the Cosmos hub there. Another interesting one. This was kind of a pretty big deal over the last week. Osmosis and also the Cosmos hub a little bit, they were seeing some issues with congestion. The traffic was picking up. Osmosis was just going bonkers. People were, trading on the decks like crazy, lots of activity. And the fee market was starting to get bottled up, I guess. And, some more technical people probably understand what's going on with this better, but, some issue with the way the mempools are handled. I'm not really sure, what was causing that, but basically a bunch of people in the Osmosis team and other teams, I think Skip was involved, and a whole bunch of other projects that are kind of really heavy in that space, just like dropped everything and pushed out an updated fee market to Osmosis to transition to kind of an EIP 1559 style. So that was a fee market update on the Ethereum network. And you'll have to read into the details on that one to kind of learn more about the tech side of what that was. But I thought the whole thing was really amazing how a bunch of projects just kind of like got together and buckled down and busted out some pretty complex stuff. And it was, I was just kind of like watching from the peanut gallery because I have nothing to contribute to any of that. But it was amazing for me to see all of these developers working together in a decentralized manner to pull off, something that had a very significant impact and had a timeliness to it. It needed to happen because the network was clogging up and users were having issues being able to, perform transactions, gas fees weren't covering things, whatever the issue was. But it was just a good example of decentralized leadership really stepping in and making something happen. Downstream from that, there's a lot of conversation to be had about the fee markets and the way that mempools are handled in the Cosmos, because this is an issue that's been talked about. And we just kind of hit that line, I think, where there was enough traffic to kind of trigger the issue that people have been worried about. So the longer term solution is still out there. Maybe the new fee market gets it done, or maybe there's other things that need to be addressed. So we'll definitely get some links going for that conversation as the discussion unfolds. But that was a pretty big activity on Osmosis this last week.
Yeah, definitely. Not like Skip. They're working on some a fix for that, and I'm pretty confident they will get it done. And to touch more on Osmosis, I don't know if you guys saw that the wrap BTC from BitGo, they launched the DAO on Osmosis now, so it's kind of like a multi-sig, you could say. They have like a pretty good people over there that BitGo. You have Coinlist, Figment, and like Osmosis Lab and two other project on that multi-sig. So I don't know if you guys know the wrap BTC from BitGo. So that's like the most used wrap BTC in all crypto. They have used GVL. So they'll be launching on Osmosis anytime now. So that's pretty good for the narrative for the whole Cosmos. Love to see the liquidity coming in. And also we have Margin Protocol. They are working toward launching their perp, kind of like the style that as Levana is doing it, but they're doing it different with a concentrated liquidity pool. So I'm looking forward to see how that's gonna play out, because that's pretty risky. But let's see what's the end result of that. You can go ahead Okay, if you have anything else.
Yeah, speaking of BTC, it's interesting that the Wrapped BTC is rolling in at the same time that Nomic BTC is going live with theirs on Osmosis and Kujira. So BTC is hitting the cosmos like crazy. I mean, we kind of had our like wave of USDC and USDT rolling in over the summer, and you know, BTC is kind of following up now. So that's interesting and exciting, like you said, to see the liquidity flowing in. Speaking of Kujira, a couple other interesting ones. So Yield Harbor just launched on Kujira, which I believe is another perp DEX. I haven't looked into it real closely. I remember hearing about it a while ago, but they're just another item on the almost endless list of things that Team Kujira is helping ship. So I don't know if anybody's been watching the market lately, but Kujira has been shipping all summer, and I think people just started to notice. So that's kind of interesting. And also along the Kujira train, we've got the Kujira Academy, who just launched their first student paper on perps on Kujira, which I'm sure is kind of timely with Yield Harbor launching. So if you're interested to learn more about perps and how they work and what Kujira is doing with them, I would check out the Kujira Academy. We'll get a link to that paper coming out after the space. But pretty interesting stuff, and it's just great to see education getting a little bit of focus in this industry, because I mean, crypto's confusing enough, but you add in perps, now all of a sudden there's a whole another world of confusion to enter into. So a little bit of education will go a long way on that one. And yeah, it's kind
really
of
hard to get perp is really hard to get the hang of it, but yeah. Like to see going flourishing in Cosmos.
Yeah, and it's good timing to start learning about perps, because it seems like that is the DeFi topic of the day. On Kava, we've got perp pools on Helix app for BTC USDT as well as ETH USDT. So that is a collaboration between Kava Chain and Injective. So more perps flowing through. Great to see Injective and Kava working together. You know, they're kind of our EVM connections on Cosmos, and they're really bringing the heat with the liquidity for this stuff. So it's moving in the right direction. Speaking of bringing in more liquidity in Kava, we mentioned a couple weeks ago, a month ago or so, the WAGMI project moved onto Kava. Some of you may remember WAGMI from the days gone by, but they're behind the DGen box strategies that were real popular during the UST days. They kind of disappeared for a while after UST crashed, but they're still around. They're still building, and now they're building on Kava. And so there is DGen box strategies on Kava chain if you want to check that out. So more options for the DGens out there looking to maximize their yield. Some different kind of news. This one really caught me off guard, and I had to read it several times and dig into it really to understand what was going on here. But Evmos is transitioning all of their on-chain execution to EVM. They are no longer going to be executing transactions on the Cosmos chain. But that doesn't mean that they're leaving Cosmos. They are still going to remain, they're still built in the Cosmos SDK. They're still going to have IBC compatibility, and all of the staking and governance and all that stuff is going to stay exactly the same. It's just they're changing their execution to, because they, I guess in the past, they were executing on Cosmos and on Ethereum at the same time. And it was just like doubling their overhead and making it twice as complicated for developers to build. So they're making a strategic decision to simplify their back end and make it a lot easier to onboard developers and build out apps. So, you know, it sounds like a step in the right direction, but it sure is a very concerning headline when you hear Evmos is, you know, leaving the Cosmos, but they're not leaving the Cosmos. They're just, you know, changing the execution layer to Ethereum. So we'll give you a link to that one. You can read up on it and see what you think. Speaking of ETH, QuasarFi is, they've partnered up with Som Finance, and They've pumped out another vault. If you're not familiar with Quasar, they manage LP positions for concentrated liquidity on Osmosis. So if you're intimidated by the complexity of concentrated liquidity, which is easy to be intimidated by because it's not as simple as just like drop your money in and, you know, earn transaction fees. You got to actually actively manage your position with concentrated liquidity. And Quasar Phi does that for you. So they've just launched their Yield ETH ETH vault, which the Yield ETH comes from some finance. And they hit a few snags on the UI on that, though. So the most recent thing I saw was that they've paused that vault to get the UI fixed. But contract-wise, everything's solid. So once they get the UI back up, should be back to cruising along with concentrated liquidity.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, kind of like to touch more on like Jackal, like one of the unicorn project in Cosmos, you could say. They just had the V4 update went live. And also, there's like a new, not a new project, but like one of the team members, the Stratus, you could say the project, they just enable like a simplified UX for Jackal. So now it should be easier to use Jackal. And I know also they're working into making Jackal easy to use for everybody by IDing a USDC. And you could also be able to do all that using your debit card, your credit card, the same way you do for like storing your data online with Google Drive and all that. So looking forward to see all that happening in Cosmos. So one thing I love about Cosmos is like we have different chain and each chain have their own use case, and I'm glad to see that taking place over the time. And kind of like to touch more on the Liquid Stake. There's an interesting proposition by the P-Stake team. They're proposing the Atom Hub to set aside 600K Atom with kind of like a revenue share they're trying to do with Cosmos for the Liquid Stake and P-Stake. Interesting to see how that's going to play out, what the community think, and all that come out of that. And they also just enable native USDC support from the Noble with them by doing a one-click swap with Libcosmos for a bridge. So that's pretty interesting to see. Glad to see P-Stake still in the play. I think they were like one of the first Liquid Stake project I know in the whole Cosmos, so they're pretty new. They were pretty new back in the day, and like so glad to see them still building. And I know yourself, you like you're a big fan of Fetch. I'm not saying a fan, but like you've been keeping up an eye on them. What do you got for what's going on over there at Fetch AI?
Yeah, definitely. Fetch, I think it's safe to say I'm a fan of Fetch. Fetch was probably one of Fetch and Akash, I think, were the first two projects I ever heard about in the Cosmos. So, yeah, it's up on my list of favorites. And excitingly enough, they just updated a new release for their wallet, which some interesting features they've added. They've got asset bridging via Axler Network integrated directly into the wallet now. So you can pop around anywhere that Axler is connected. And speaking of wherever Axelar is connected, which is a lot of EVM chains, they now have integrated support to add any EVM chain automatically via RPC. So it's, you know, a much simpler process for connecting your Fetch wallet to not only chains across the Cosmos, but also chains outside of the Cosmos utilizing Snap functionality, I'm imagining. So that's pretty slick. They also added a smart gas price detector, which kind of plays into a little bit of what was going on with Osmosis. You know, one of the things I've noticed on other wallets is while Osmosis was rolling out all those fee market changes, I had to manually up my gas fee on every single Osmosis transaction just to get it to go through. And so I think this smart gas price detector for the wallet is really a great idea instead of just like relying on the base coded like minimum gas recommendation, which I'm not sure how the new fee market's going to play into that, because it's like a dynamic fee base instead of a fixed one. But either way, Fetch Wallet's ahead of the game by having an automatic smart gas price detector to kind of let you know what kind of gas you're going to need to push a transaction through. So, you know, that should be helpful. And then they've just added some like activity dashboards and stuff that are active across all different EVM chains as well as Cosmos chains. So just more information available in the wallet for users. So it's nice to see some good innovations in the wallet realm. You know, Leap has been absolutely killing it lately with wallet upgrades. They've been simplifying the process tremendously for just moving funds across the ecosystem. Like you mentioned before, you can now, it's like one click to transfer an asset from the Cosmos hub to the Kava chain and have it transfer or swap directly into USDC or, you know, whatever other denominations you're working. But having that kind of simplified, like one or two clicks away from getting what you need done, accomplished. And that's a massive improvement for the Cosmos ecosystem. I remember trying to send something over IBC used to be this like half an hour to an hour long process of like digging around, looking for the right channel you're supposed to be on, figuring out, you know, what relayers are running where, and so that you don't get, your coin doesn't just get like lost somewhere because there's not a validator actually relaying that channel. And now it's just like, it's one click done. There it is. Easy peasy. So that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to see like the stage of Cosmos. That's why I know Cosmos still has a long way to go, but now we're kind of like seeing the vision playing out. Because I remember back last year where like the whole IBC as that's going to play out. Is it going to be good enough? Now look at it. We're getting there. So we're not there yet, but we're getting there. I'm here, love to see it.
Yeah, exactly. It's great to see that. And, you know, speaking of getting there, another interesting feature that I love to see is the Observatory app that was built by Rockaway Infrastructure. So checked another one of my local favorites, but checked. I always just recently added Observatory support to their network, and there's a bunch of other chains already on the Observatory. If you haven't seen it, follow along for the links after the space, and well, there'll be one that'll take you to the Rockaway. But the Observatory is just it's an app for tracking and monitoring the decentralization and status of validators, and you know, it gives you like readouts about the activity on chains and the geo distribution of nodes on a chain, which is really interesting. Like they're pulling, you know, IP records and kind of giving you, they have like a dashboard thing that kind of shows how globally decentralized the servers, the actual physical servers running the validators are, and all kinds of interesting stuff like that. So I feel like it's a great team putting together a great tool to help just enable the community to have better information available to us, right? And the more that we can be aware of this information, the better armed we can be to do something, you know, that moves us in the right direction towards increasing decentralization and increasing, you know, security and robustness and all of those, you know, kind of features.
Yeah, definitely. And kind of like touch on like the memification of Cosmos. We got Meme Network. Seem like they're trying to do a comeback. They kind of tease Apple and Google app. So let's see what's coming out of that. And also you mentioned HODL and OHN. And just like the last update, do you mind take these over? And let
yeah, us know, sure. What's going on over here? Yeah, definitely. So AI Write is a generative AI tool on the Ori chain. They just launched their image to anime model. Which is they've got a like competition running now. So there's they have their AIG rewards for people engaging with AI Write while they're, you know, rolling out these new features. And for the next week, I believe it's double rewards for people who are using the image to anime model. So if you've been curious about generative image AI, highly recommend checking out Ori Chain and AI Write. See what they've got going on. We'll get a link going after the show. But it might be a chance to earn some rewards and test out these new features in Orion Chain. And the last update that I had was Huddle is it's an app that is building like a video share, and it's like a communication profile or protocol for Web3. So it's built from the ground up with like token gating in mind. So you can create like a video channel that anybody that has a token in their wallet can join the channel, or you can gate it, you know, in any kind of way you want, or just using it as a video chat. They're kind of trying to establish themselves in the Web3 space as the go-to video service for communication. And Huddle is partnering with Filecoin to sponsor a hackathon at the IBW, is at the India Blockworks. I forget all the acronyms off the top of my head, but yeah. So they are, registrations have just opened for people that want to join. There's going to be a bunch of different projects involved. If you're interested, check that out. It's going to be kind of fun to see what they got going there. And it's just great to see projects like Huddle, you know, really encouraging more innovation in the space and sponsoring these kind of events to really bring developers together and build something new. So great to see that. And yeah, I think that's the news, man. Look at that. We just powered through that. That was a lot of news. You got any last little tidbits? Give us some little nugget from NFT Nashville. What was one of your favorite things?
Yeah, NFT Nashville was great. We had a lot of projects coming up. We had Astro Vault. I kind of like what they were working on, like the business aspect of the project. And I know, like, from what they say, they've been there for 3 months. They already have a protocol on liquidity of about, I think, 80k of revenue. So that's pretty cool. And one thing I like with them is like they're doing like some kind of like synergy with all the project that's launched their token on the platform. Kind of like you have Jaco, what's the other one? There's two other projects also that's there. And they also own part of the liquidity. So they're kind of like incentivized to help that token go, which is pretty cool. And also, they kind of mentioned on the liquid staking, which is a little bit different, where they get part of the revenue flow back into the DEX instead of just a regular liquid staking. So that's pretty cool too. And also the Gelato team, they went, I kind of like their presentation. They're working into doing NFT. What's the proper word? I forgot the words, but in a way you could take your NFT and share it, split it in between in like couple different NFT and like have they share with other people. Like you can have one NFT and maybe 20 people on that NFT, and you split it between couple pieces, but I forgot the words they were using. But
fractionalization,
yeah, was it fractionalization? Yeah, fractionalized NFT. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. I don't know what happened. Yeah, I lost the train of my thought. But anyway, and also Stargaze, they're working on some pretty cool stuff for Stargaze. They have like the dynamic NFT. So in the future, you'll be able to dynamically change your NFT. And like, I feel like that those are some cool use case for so many things we don't even know about, like creating a comic book. You could change it over time, like, or do another thing for ticketing. So those are pretty interesting aspect of NFT Nashville. But I'm looking forward for the next one, but this one was great. Yeah. wish I could have met you, but another time we will meet.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll catch it on the next time. I'm definitely going to be there next for the next one. I won't miss it. So if not before then, by then.
Yeah, and also for everybody who just came in, everybody who's been listening, if you miss this space, no worry. We'll always post them on Spotify. We have one on Spotify now, so ABC News is just your weekly digestly, your non-biased, awesome, great news for the week. So you get to know what's happening in the cosmos. Just under 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 30, sometimes it's 15 or less. So all you need to know about the cosmos for the previous week in one go. While you're taking your coffee or like while you're going to the gym. So make sure to chime in every week, either on Spotify or on Wednesday in Twitter. Yeah. Any last thing you want to mention, Cleo?
Yeah, I just wanted to also give a shout out to the hashtag IBC News. So we are trying to trend IBC News on Twitter. Anytime you see something out there in the Twitter sphere and you think it is IBC News worthy, just throw the hashtag IBC News on it and we will catch it for the next show. And you never know, there might be some rewards out there, some prizes someday for people who are participating. If we get IBC News trending, that will definitely justify some celebrations. So if you are a fan of the show and you want to see it grow, hit that hashtag. Catch you next week, guys.
Yep, see you, everybody. Have a good night.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ants dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.